This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver police say the city is lucky no one was killed in a spate of gunfire in Paco Sanchez Park last week. An officer shot and wounded a 17-year-old who was holding a gun. Denver Police Chief Ron Thomas.
We very easily could be talking about a death, given the fact that there were individuals running around in our community endangering the community armed with weapons, blatantly firing weapons that they never should have even been able to possess.
Two juvenile suspects were found with loaded handguns. One was modified to fire fully automatic. One of the suspects is also suspected in another shooting several weeks ago. Passenger train service between Denver and Fort Collins is now being fast-tracked by the state. Officials hope to open the line in 2029. CPR's Nathaniel Miner says the train will run three times a day with stops along the way, including in Boulder, Longmont, and Louisville.
So the train was originally promised 20 years ago in 2004. But the cost for that original project got to be so high that RTD said, look, we can't actually build this thing until 2050. That changed last year. The state legislature, with the governor's signature, passed these bills to create new fees on oil and gas and on rental cars that are going to raise tens of millions of dollars a year for transit and specifically for rail projects like this one.
CPR's Nathaniel Miner. Phase two of the train line will head south to Pueblo. Housing prices in Colorado Springs are continuing to show signs of a winter chill. The median price for a single-family home in the city dropped to $473,000. That's about $10,000 less than in January, according to the Pikes Peak Association of Realtors. Total number of homes sold so far in 2025 is at its lowest for at least the last 5 years. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have highs in the 40s this afternoon, then warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.